This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen slept into Kyiv on Monday on a surprise visit to reaffirm U.S. support for Ukraine in its struggle against Russia's invasion and promote U.S. economic aid that is bolstering Ukraine's war effort. Yellen met with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other key government officials just days into the war's second year, repeating U.S. assurances delivered by President Joe Biden a week ago in Kyiv.
As we mark 1 year since the beginning of this full-scale invasion, the message I bring you from President Biden is simple. America will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes.
Yellen also announced the transfer of the first $1.25 billion U.S. dollars from the latest nearly $10 billion tranche of economic and budget assistance from Washington. Russian forces were trying to close their circle around the small mining city of Bakhmut on Monday, while rain and an early spring thaw turned East Ukraine's battlefield to mud, which could hamper both sides as they tried to take the initiative. Rescuers recovered more bodies on Monday, a day after a wooden sailboat carrying migrants to Europe smashed under rocks in stormy weather off southern Italy, bringing the death toll to 62, Reuters correspondent Chris Dingham reports.
Debris lined the beach after the vessel crashed into rocks in stormy weather on Sunday, leaving scores dead, including more than a dozen children. Pakistan's prime minister said more than two dozen Pakistanis were believed to have been among the boat's passengers. Rescuers said many Afghanis and some Iranians had also been aboard. Local authorities said 80 people survived the shipwreck, but as many as 200 may have been aboard the vessel when it left from Turkey.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dingham. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency says more than 5 million Syrians may have been left homeless by earthquakes that struck the region on February 6th. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The fear and shock brought on by the February 6th quakes are now giving way to hunger, cold, and desperation. Suhail al-Hussein Mohammed and her family have nothing after their house in Jindirish was destroyed. Now they survive on the little aid they receive. International aid groups and the United Nations are rushing aid into the Syrian rebel-controlled region, aware they're in a race against time as hunger and disease threaten those who survive the deadly quakes. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak struck a new deal with the European Union on post-Brexit trade rules for Northern Ireland on Monday and said it would pave the way for a new chapter in London's relationship with the bloc. Standing alongside European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at a news conference in Windsor, Sunak said the two sides had agreed to remove, quote, any sense of a border between Britain and its province, a situation that has angered politicians on both sides. His success is likely to hinge on whether it convinces the Democrat Unionist Party to end its boycott of Northern Ireland's power-sharing arrangements. A Romanian court upholds a 30-day detention for the divisive influencer and former professional kickboxer Andrew Tate on Monday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Andrew Tate arrived at the Bucharest court handcuffed to his brother Tristan as reporters yelled at him. They're being held on suspicion of organized crime and human trafficking, yet have not been formally charged. Tate, a British citizen, has lived in Romania since 2017. Prosecutors have said they identified six victims who were allegedly subjected to acts of physical violence and mental coercion and sexually exploited by members of the alleged crime group. Tate says the case is a political conspiracy designed to silence him. I'm Julie Walker.
President Emmanuel Macron on Monday announced a noticeable reduction of French troop presence in Africa, where anti-French sentiment is running high in some former colonies. He was speaking in Paris ahead of a four-nation tour of Central African countries from Wednesday, as France seeks to counter growing Chinese and Russian influence in the region. Macron is to visit Gabon for an environmental summit, followed by Angola, then the Republic of Congo, and finally the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Follow us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.